Mace Finnegan and Donick, 105.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan, and David Janes here with you. It is 5 o'clock on a Monday, so let's welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee to the program. Vanderbilt coming off of a 31-24 win against LSU. The Commodores host Missouri this Saturday afternoon. College game day will be on campus as part of that matchup. Clark, first of all, congratulations on the win. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Obviously, we're back to work on Missouri, but excited about this opportunity this week and, you know, ready to get back at it.
Clark, earlier we were listing off all of the first-time senses for Vanderbilt. There are new ones every week. For example, as you know, your program is ranked in the top 10 for the first time in nearly 80 years. It was the first win against LSU since 1990, so on and so forth. Rebuilding this program has been a laborious process for you. So to see the atmosphere at First Bank Stadium on Saturday, which looked electric on television, just describe for us how it feels for you to see the Vanderbilt community embrace your team.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I respond more to my team. It feels good to see my team have success. They deserve the success. They've worked hard for it, and that's kind of my main focus. You know, when you do something with people you care about, it's hard. It's challenging. You stay in the fight with them, and you find results and breakthrough moments. That's what's most special. And then obviously to see a community enjoy that and to join in that with us, we've got room for more too. There was a lot of purple in that stadium on Saturday also. So we'd like to see that tip a little more to a home field advantage. The college football environment was great. You know, there was a lot of people there that cared about our game and they were into it, but we want to keep pulling people in from Nashville community, from the Vanderbilt community. My focus is just on the team and enjoying this time with them.
Clark, Diego Pavia bore the brunt of the loss at Alabama after his two red zone turnovers, and he had to wait an extra week to respond, which I imagine was tough for him. Will you share with us how Diego handled the aftermath of the Alabama loss and what he did behind the scenes that led to such an emphatic response from him on Saturday?
I think he just was himself on Saturday. I don't see it as much a response. I think he reset himself over the bye week. And truth be told, he bore the brunt of the responsibility against Alabama. But honestly, you know, the turnovers are what we point to. I mean, there's any time you play, it's 11 people on the field. And he also had some really incredible moments in that game, too. So, I think the bye week was a chance for everyone to reset. You know, I think he just doubled down on his process and got centered and grounded and played his game on Saturday. And obviously, just like any game, it's never perfect. But when he's playing to his personality and when he's playing loose and letting it rip, you know, he puts us in really good positions offensively. And so I was glad to see him get back to himself and just want to encourage him to continue to stay in that process and keep focusing on things that matter most. But he's a great teammate and a great team member, and obviously we're lucky to have him.
We'll talk with Vanderbilt's head football coach Clark Lee coming off a victory against LSU 31-24. Now, Coach, after the game, you did a interview on the field, and it just seemed like that game bore a little bit more emotion. Was it just the emotion of what the game, what it entails and what it takes to, you know, stay going for four quarters, or was it something a little bit more?
You know, I'm impressed that you caught my emotion in that interview. I thought I hit it well enough, but obviously we're getting to know each other a little bit here, D-Mace.
Exactly.
You know, that's good. I think it's just all of it. I mean, you play these games, you're so in the moment. And, I go back to the team. I just care about this team, the staff. There's so much love and appreciation and connection there. And we're giving everything we have and we're investing in this thing. And, you know, there's only, so much time in the week that you can actually kind of sit back and appreciate it. And in the aftermath of a big win, there's really nothing that's pressing for me to have to focus my attention on. And so sometimes those moments are the most emotional where, you know, you kind of can just feel the all of it, just the emotion of what we've, how far we've come, what we're putting into it, what we're creating with respect to the energy that's rippling out into our community. And so that was it. I mean, I'm very proud of our team, very happy for our team, very happy for our community. And I think the emotion is more gratitude than anything else. Just grateful to be here and to be in this moment with this group of guys.
We talk so much about Diego, and rightfully so, he's earned every bit of what he's gotten thus far. But in order to, you know, be a great leader, which he is, you have to be able to lead the individuals, and they have to be able to step up when the moment comes. I saw in two separate games where the tight ends were being utilized more than I've seen in previous weeks. One was Georgia. They used their tight ends, and they had some good ones. And you used your tight ends. And Cole Spence, I think he had, what, three catches before the game? Before the other night, he ends up with five catches, ends up with eight for the season. He was a big part of what y'all were doing offensively Saturday. Was it a concerted effort to get the tight ends into the game? We know Eli Stowers is going to get his because he's, if not the best tight end, one of the best. But when you have guys like Cole Spence, big 6'7" guy, catch radius is out of this world, where he can also show that, hey, listen, I need to contribute as well.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, and obviously we believe in all our tight ends, and that room is become a great room for our offense. You know, Manny and Gabe Fisher do a lot of the blocking and a lot of the thankless work. Gabe Fisher is really more of a fullback if we had those in 2025. Bryson Coleman's had his moments too as a young player that's coming on. Certainly, the thing that I love about Cole's performance is he the entire year. He missed most of the training camp with soft tissue issues. He had a knee coming out of the Charleston Southern game that held him out of practice in the Virginia Tech week. He's not missed any game time, but it's taken him some time to settle in this season. And he's played the game the right way. And you know as well as I do that you play the game the right way, the game rewards you. And Saturday was his chance to be on the receiving end on some passes. He did a great job coming down with him. I thought the first third down conversion he caught looked like an NFL catch. I mean, he it was a dig. It was thrown high. He went up and got it. It was really impressive. And I can't say enough about this guy, what he is day in, day out for our program, his willingness to do the thankless roles at a high level. And it's no surprise that he was rewarded and that he came through for us in a performance that helped us win.
Talking to Clark Lee, head football coach at Vanderbilt, and the telecast was interesting, Clark, and I did get to watch it in Winnipeg, fortunately, because the ABC affiliate up there preempted the game at 11:50 a.m. for the North Dakota State game, and so I had to flip over. Fortunately, it was on TSN2, so I had backup, so that was key.
Okay.
I was about to panic, but I want to. They did a great job, Jesse Palmer in particular, talking about what you do with your offensive line and flip-flop the sides to the strong side. But the guy in the middle, Jordan White, got a lot of attention with his look and just the way he's played. I'm curious how he kind of leads that group of five and it keeps together. It's really phenomenal to watch those guys work together.
Well, if you sat in their meetings, and sit with them, I'll sit with the safeties, I'll sit with the linebackers, kind of how I usually spend my time in our meeting time. But if you sat in the O-line meetings, you would hear him just how he processes the game, how he gets them in the right calls, gets them in the right protections, IDs the box correctly. He's so smart. He's so invested and committed to helping that group. And he starts every play for us that way. So he's an integral part of our offensive success. And, you know, just to watch him operate has been really a lot of fun for me. Obviously, we named him captain because he's earned that. And to have a captain in our offensive line is important. I think those guys have played really well. I think they played well physically on Saturday. I think they pass protected well and given Diego space in the pocket. And so, Jordan's a tone setter for us. But all of those guys, all five of them, have really stepped up for us and played well. They've gelled together. obviously we're going to need them to continue to do that, because if you can't win up front in the SEC, then you can't win games. And really, honestly, Saturday, I thought on both sides of the line of scrimmage, I was really pleased with the way the groups played.
I want to give you a chance to give a shout-out to a Montgomery Bell guy, because, and you already mentioned his name. Kevin Anglin was the one. Of course, Kevin Anglin, former Vanderbilt basketball player, now the head basketball coach at NBA. He's been there forever now. But Gabe Fisher, I watch him every time he goes in because Kevin called my attention to him. But some of the blocks that he makes, and one in particular on the big run that really puts you in position to win the game late, he's unbelievable with what he does when he's called upon.
Well, here I thought you were a hockey guy, Willie, and now you're proving to be a football guy. If you're finding the pullback blocks on the big runs, that's awesome. No, I showed that one to the team yesterday as we were kind of reviewing the game film. Gabe's as good as I've been around at that position, and that's being honest. I like to give him a hard time that I was a little more athletic than he is back in my day, but it's really not true. I mean, the thing he does well, he's physical, he's tough, but he has the ability to get body mass on his blocks and then sustain it. And so he covers those guys up. There's an initial force he delivers, but he's able to stay on body long enough for the back to get through clean. He's grown into just a really good player. And when we were recruiting him, I went and watched. I mean, honestly, I was at the game, and we weren't recruiting Gabe, and I kept watching, who is this guy that keeps showing up? He plays D-line, he plays O-line, and sure enough, it was Gabe Fisher. He's a state champion wrestler. He's a great kid, and so that was where the connection started. And he's done nothing but come here and excel on the field, off the field, and as a member of our team. So, you know, I appreciate you pointing that out. He deserves some shine. And on an offense where really it's 11 guys that have to do their jobs at a high level, I mean, Gabe is one that we can depend on and count on every time.
One theme that the broadcast hit on that they were echoing what you had told them throughout the week was the mentality of playing to win the game, being looser. You went for it on fourth down a couple of times. It was just a lot of confidence. And you mentioned that maybe that was part of the missing ingredient when you guys played Alabama. Tell us how you sort of took the team through that part of it, that mental part of it.
I think the bye week gave me a chance to spend some time to really reflect on how I felt coming out of the Alabama game, and I've watched that game a couple times all the way through. What I saw was a team that started out the right way, that lost a little momentum heading into half, but you know what we've done all year is we've come out in the second half, we've scored on our possession, and we've punched and counterpunched. And I felt like in that game, for some reason, it almost was as though we were suffocated in the second half. It didn't feel the same. Some of that was key drops. Some of that was, absorbing, too many yards on defense and not getting off the field. But we had our opportunities and we weren't able to capitalize. And that's not how this team plays. And so I think part of it is when you have expectations of how the game's going to go, there's almost an entitlement that can creep in. When it doesn't go that way, you forget how to respond, and you forget the control you have in response. And so we spent time messaging that through the week, and just, do we have the patience, to play the game out? Do we have the patience to, no matter what the game delivers to us, approach it with the right attitude, the right response? And at the end of the day, and to your point, just don't hold it too tight. It's still a game. We need to go out and have fun and enjoy it, and let's play loose and play free, because we're better when we do that. And that was the message, and I felt like the team responded well to that. Saturday was anything but perfect, and we never could quite sync up all at the same time, all three phases, but all three phases played a role in that win. And so there's a better performance out there for us. But I was really proud of the resilience of the group, and I thought it was an undaunted team and a team that never let go of the rope, and in a game like that, that becomes critical as we win by one score.
I'm curious, Pavia makes a great savvy play sliding down on the 1 yard line, knowing that the game is over, they're out of timeouts. Did he just know to do that, or is that something you guys have practiced? Did you remind him before the play that that was the situation?
Well, I got to give credit to Ben Coffin, who really does our game situation stuff and runs the book. And we train this a ton, Willie. It's something that we work weekly. We meet on it weekly. We work on it every day in training camp in our nightly walkthroughs, just special situation stuff. That's a first down, go down situation. essentially, once the opponent's out of timeouts, the point at which we can win the game by kneeling it out, you know, the only thing we can do to leave the game to chance at that point is score, give them a chance to score, and then kick an onside kick. And even as you're up to two scores, you can put the game out of reach just by kneeling it out. So we call it first down, go down. That was the situation. And, you know, Ben was alert to that. We reminded Diego during the timeout. And if you watch the play, I mean, again, I also want to give him credit because he's an incredibly smart football player. So to talk about these things and train them are one thing, but to execute it's another. And in that snap, the thing that I love that he does, if you watch it, is as he's running the ball, he looks to find the first down marker. He makes sure he's beyond it before he goes down. That way, if he's in a slide, they can't pull the ball back to before the sticks. You know, so he's hyper aware of where he is on the field. He made sure that he got the yardage and then some before he slid down. And, you know, smart teams win, and we want to be a smart team. And that's a situation where his execution in that moment allowed us to kneel the game out, allowed us to put it out of reach for LSU, and it's a great way to finish.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and the Donick. He joins us every Monday during college football season. Clark, thank you as always for your time. Good luck Saturday against Missouri.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Yep.
Missouri at Vanderbilt, a 2:30 p.m. kickoff at First Bank Stadium on Saturday. You may have heard this once or twice. College game day will be there to set up the matchup between the Tigers and the Commodores. 615-737-1025. We will take your reaction to Vanderbilt. We'll also get back into the Tennessee Titans. Coming up next, 615-737-1025. Our show is proudly presented by Bax Homeworks. Remodeling done right. Get a free estimate at BAXHomeworks.com.